Hi, Nina.
Hi, good afternoon. I see I missed a call from you. What's going on?
Good afternoon. I am calling you regarding, I already spoke a little bit with the media about that, but I wanted to know if you could, you know, do something else about it. I have one caregiver, his name is Romain Bowen, and his account right now is inactive, and so he wanted to change it to another one. However, Tamiri cannot change it because he has a current pending funds that he didn't receive, and we are waiting on.
So
like
basically, his check went to the wrong account.
No. So his first check never arrived to his account. I think at the time his account was inactive, and I think we are waiting for the funds to be back. I don't know if they are still back. Like, we need to check if they're back. And right now his account is once again inactive, so he cannot receive any funds there. And the family, like his parents, you know, it's a family case, so they're getting a little bit frustrating because he already has, like, I think 3 weeks waiting for that paycheck. And now I am thinking, like, if we cannot, you know, update his account to the new account he sent, then it's going to be 2 checks that are going to be missing. So I don't know if you're able to check if the funds already arrived so we can, you know, update his account.
That would be Iona. I don't have access to that information.
Yeah. And do you think we can, like, stop his check, like, for this week so he doesn't receive it this week?
I don't think if it's a paper check, we can't stop a payroll check from being mailed.
Oh, no, it's a deposit.
Direct deposit.
It's a bank, yeah.
So just cross-reference that matter as far as looking up to see if any of them checks has been cleared as far as cashed. And then Yona can have Tamiri take out the direct deposit for the current check.
Okay. Good. So I don't think Jenna is. It's.
Mm-hmm. I'll transfer you over to Yona. Okay.
Oh, okay. Perfect. Thank you.
A second. You're welcome.